Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. As we often say, Alan, there's no use in complaining, but perhaps some discussion this morning. How about this headline that burst into the scene yesterday late morning? New York Attorney General Letitia James says she's filed a lawsuit seeking to dissolve the National Rifle Association. She says, the Democrat, of course, the organization illegally diverted millions of dollars from its charitable mission for personal use by senior leadership and for no-show contracts to former employees to buy their silence. The suit charges the NRA, its executive vice president, Wayne LaPierre, and others. The NRA, of course, contesting the suit, called the action, quote, a baseless, premeditated attack on our organization and the Second Amendment freedoms it fights to defend.
Well, look, the NRA is an interesting operation. We do know that philosophically they have won. The country, the whole country, becomes the Wild West. Guns are endemic. We just have too many guns. It's that simple. The Supreme Court, for whatever its reasons, has interpreted the Constitution to basically say you can do it. And we know that despite state lines being very little when you're importing guns over state lines from southern states, for example, into New York, we know that this fight is basically lost. So enter into all of this greed. It's one thing for Tish James to petition about guns and Second Amendment and all the rest of it. She's not doing that. What she's saying is these people have stolen. And if they have, this breaks rules, norms, and maybe laws. It's interesting that she is suing as opposed to indicting. It seems to me if you really catch somebody stealing, what you do is you put them in jail. You think of all the Ponzi schemers and everybody else who have gone to jail. So a lawsuit is different from an indictment, and we should keep our eye on that. So it's a big story, all right. You know, you have huge numbers of people dying in Lebanon. You have the COVID crisis, and you have a fighting attorney general who does her thing here and obviously is promoting herself because sooner or later Andrew Cuomo gets out, and the attorney general's spot in New York has been the place that people graduate the governorship from. So there will be those who think that maybe this is political in nature, but we'll certainly see, because the devil is in the details. And if she's got it, she's got it.
Well, NPR was tough on her yesterday. You know, she's called the NRA a terrorist organization. They said, is this based on your personal views and animus toward the organization? No, absolutely not. This is an investigation that was going on before I got here.
Well, if in fact they are investigating and they find out people have either broken the law or have stolen, it seems to me this is a time for indictments, not lawsuits.
From there, let's talk about the blow-up between the President of the United States and China over TikTok. We'll remember that app for young people was apparently used to buy up invitations to his Tulsa rally, which, of course, we know was not well attended, and it was apparently a strategy that grew through TikTok. The president has now invoked his emergency economic powers to impose broad sanctions against TikTok, a move that steps up pressure on the Chinese-owned app to sell its U.S. assets to an American company. We're hearing Microsoft.
Well, there's a certain smell to this that is not good. I can understand if you want to go after TikTok, go after them. If you want to go after the Chinese ownership and what they're doing, that's fine. But the smell comes when you say you have to sell to an American company. That's very Trumpian. And we know that when you're telling your U.S. ambassador to get the British government to move the golf tournament to your golf course, that stinks. And when you say sell to an American company or we will not allow you to exist, that stinks in some ways also. Now, what I'm worried about is that Trump is going to be fierce in his march to the White House for a second term. And obviously, he needs somebody to fight with. It can't be Russia. We all know about Russia. He and the Russians are entirely too close. And there are many people who think the Russians have Trump in their pocket. So it ain't going to be Russia. But China, well, China is a place where a man who is not being terribly responsible would say, okay, I'll risk a real major confrontation with China just to win the election. That's what you worry about. And frankly, a lot worse.
Speaking of a lot worse, the U.S. has topped 2,000 deaths in 24 hours for the first time in 3 months. This is from Johns Hopkins. Meanwhile, we see quarantine checkpoints have opened up in New York, where the virus is very low right now. But the constant worry that, for example, where this is at Penn Station, where people come into the state and trying to stave that off, the governor by issuing travel advisories and coordinating with Connecticut and New Jersey. But as it gets deeper into the country, we're seeing things like these checkpoints pop up in order to stop the virus from spreading.
You know, there was this I Love New York campaign for years. I'm sure it's still around. And the idea was to get everybody to come. So now, like Roadrunner, it goes screech. And now we don't want people to come because they'll infect us. And when the shoe was on the other foot, we were furious when Rhode Island and others said, don't come here. Now we find that vacation spots like Block Island, which we love to go to, is off limits because there is this whole idea of putting up barriers between the states, something which I think the founding fathers really didn't understand. Nevertheless, certainly states have a right to do it, and they are doing it. How would you like to be Governor Cuomo? Not me. Every day he's got to be thinking that there'll be another wave. And he does all of the things, albeit some unattractive things, like asking people whether they're going to self-quarantine, that I'm sure he never thought he would have to do.
Our political observer, Alan Shar, talk with us. Everyone, stay safe and relax this weekend if you can. We'll be back here Monday.
Yeah, the main thing, David, is not to be stupid, or as the governor of New Jersey says, not to be a knucklehead. We're not two-year-olds. We understand where we are, and this is a terrible time, and we better be very careful. Stay safe.